Ayin Amad Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Paches Mishloishe Moni Rabononi. We had had three midas b'mechitzitz. The first midah was, Kol Shehu Paches Mishloishe, if the Oymed is Paches Mishloishe, Tzor Shleyehe Bein Ze Lo Ze Shloishe, Kedei Shleyizdaker Hagdi B'Basroish. So you need that between the oimid, there should not be a pirza of gimel. There can be a pirza of poritz meruba lo oimid. The amudim can be a tefach, an etzba, the pirza can be 2.5 tvachim. But we have to make sure that it shouldn't be 3 tvachim. Es poches mishloishe, moni rabononi. So this goes according to the rabbono. The omri poches mishloishe omrin in lovu. So that is why, that's how we understand this halacha, that it is totally in Pachas Mishloisha and Shloisha. Let us see Rashi. Pachas Migimel Moni Rabonini. Midakam Mavlik Bein Pachas Migimel Legimel. Shmami No Rabonini. The Mavlik Inami Bein Pachas Migimel Legimel. Pachas Migimel you say Lovud, and Gimel you don't say Lovud. So that's going according to the Rabbonim. Eima Seife. The Seife says, Kol Shohu Shloisha, if the Oymed is 3 Tvachim, Umi Shloisha Vi Adarbo, and it is from 3 Tvachim till 4 Tvachim, Oson Le Rab Shimon Gamliel. So that is going according to Rab Shimon Gamliel. The Omar Poches Mi'arbo Lovut. That you say Lovut Poches Mi'arbo. The I Rabbonon, so Memele Shloisha, because the second midah was, if you'll have Poritz Merube or Poritz Ke'aymed, whoever you hold like, so the Aymed also becomes bottle. So this is going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Doma Poches Me'arbo Lovut. The Rabbonon, Mishloisha Vadarbo, what is the difference between Shloisha Adarbo, Shloisha Vadarbo Chatur? For the Sirashi. So Rashi says, Eimo Seif, Kol Shohu Migimel Va'adalit. Midako Maflik. Since in the Mitziyosa, the second case. So the Tana differentiates between Poches Midalit Ledalit. The Koma, Poches Midalit Imporutz Yeser Olo. By Poches Midalit Imporutz Yeser Olo. There's more Porutz than Oimid. Avkineged Oimid also. Vidalit gufik tani seifer demate kenegdoi. If you have poritz meruba lo oimid, and the oimid is dalit, salkaponim, the oimid doesn't become bottle. Vav agav the poritz yeser olo. Shma mino Rab Shimon ben Gamlieli. We mentioned yesterday the havamin of the Gemara was, that the shir shivis in oimid is the same as the shir shivis that is mevatel the din lovut. Now, according to the Chachamim, if there are 3 tvachim of avir, so there's no din lovut anymore. So this has a shir shivis. So this makes that we are unable to say lovut because there's a shir, a mokim choshev of avir. 3 tvachim is a mokim choshev. So the Gemara held, therefore, according to the Chachamim, if 3 tvachim of avir is seiser the din lovut, so who adin 3 tvachim of oimid also has a cheshivis, and even though you have poritz merube al ha'oimid, al kapanim the oimid should not become bottle. That should be according to the chachamim. According to Rab Shimon Gamliel, Rab Shimon Gamliel holds that the din lovut is still dalet tvachim. So we see 3 tvachim does not have a din cheshivis to be mevatel the din lovut, so who adin 3 tvachim will not have a cheshivis that it should have, that the oimid should remain if you have poritz merube. That means till dalet tvachim is a cheshivis. So memele dalet tvachim, if there's avir of dalet tvachim that has a cheshivis that we are unable to say lovut, and who adin an oimid of dalet tvachim has a cheshivis that even though you have poritz merube, the oimid will not become bot. So Memele, so the Reisha says that 3 tvachim is choshev. And the Seifa, so that's going according to the Chachamim. that by three tefachim you don't say lava. Eima seife kol shehu shloishem yishloishem adobo osan Rav Shimon Gamliel the omar poches miyarbo lava, that he could say lava till poches miyarbo di rabbonon, according to the rabbonon mishloishem adobo. Why is there a shir of shloishem yadobo shloishem arbo chadu? From three tvachim and further, it has one din. One is not more choshev than the other. Zokt Rashi also lab Shimon Gamliel. Kloima. Ad dalit till dalit, the oimid becomes bottle. Veloi dalit bechlal. Da tone bova achite. Because we learned the next bova kol shehu dalit mi dalit ad yodamis also lab Shimon Gamliel. So the kamavlig nami ben poros mi dalu dalut. He holds less than dalut doesn't have achshivis to shterde din lovud, and dalut has achshivis. So meilu hu adin by the din oimid, adin an oimid of less than dalut will become bottle by the poros merube. An oimid of dalut will not become bottle kneged oimid. Hachi galsin in di rabbonon mi gimul va'ad dalet. Why is there such a shem mi gimul va'ad dalet? Gimul ve dalet chatum mi gimul va'ad dalet bit mi hechi maflik dalet mi gimul. Why is dalet different than gimul? Diktoni ad v'layal b'chlal, that till dalet the oimid becomes bottle if you have a poritz merubit. Diktoni say v'kol shu dalet hola rabbonon gimul ve dalet chatum. So that is the Gemara's kasha. So on this kasha we have two terutza. Omar Abaye. So Abaye says, Midereshe Rabbonon Seife Nami Rabbonon. If the Reish is going according to the Rabbonon, that hold you only say Lovod till three Tvachim, so some of the Seife is also going according to the Chachon. Umoy the Rabbonon, but the Rabbonon differentiate between the Shir Shivis to give it a teiris mechitze that does not become bottled by a poritz merube, between the shir shivis that shters the din lovot. There's a difference. Moi de rabbonon, the chol le mishra kenegdei, that the oimit should have a shivis, that it should be matter the kloyim kenegdei, ii kamokim arbo choshe, vi loi loi choshe. So that means the dimensions of the chshivis of a oimed are not the same dimensions as that which tells the din lovot. Tzvi tvachim has a shir chshivis that makes us unable to say lovot. Tzvi tvachim of avir. But to have a shir chshivis that a poritz merubish and abi mevatel, then there's a different shir of dalet tvachim. That is a bias teretz. Rova omar, mit der Seifer Rabben Shimon ben Gamliel, Reish and Nami Rabben Shimon Gamliel. The Reish is also going according to Rabben Shimon Gamliel. The Chiyom, Rabben Shimon ben Gamliel, Amrin and Lobo. Aye, we had a Kashis. If the Reish is going according to Rabben Shimon Gamliel, why when you have a Pirtz of Gimel Tvachim? So Memele, if you have a Pirtz of Gimel Tvachim, so then you cannot be Zoreya, Kloyim, if a pirtz of gimel, I Rav Shimon Gamliel holds love with this till dalit. Hani mili lemailo. When does Rav Shimon Gamliel hold you say love with till dalit for him? That's afke lemailo by a koire. So by a koire, if it's less than dalit for him from the koisle amovoi, so you say love with. Avo lemato havalei kemechitze shagdiyem boy kemboy loyemrin in love. But of lamato, if you need lavod lamato, and here we're making a mechitza. We have an oimed of poches megimel tvachem, and we want to make a mechitza al tzedin lavod. So that gufe that is bekiyim boy gdiyim boykim boy. So this gufe shters the din lavod. We are unable to say lavod from three tvachem. Ashir shivis tak is dalet tvachim to shter the din lovot. But lamato, you have another factor that shters the din lovot. The factor of gdiyim boikim boy. Layemrin in lovot. So therefore, we don't say lovot. Rabbi Keveger is medayik from the loshen of the Gemara here. Be'emesin, we have this we had this lashon before also. We had Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. We had, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that if the lechi is if the lechi is three tvachim away from the kaisel, so it's not good. The Gemara says, "Osa lechi lemavi v'gvim in a karke shloishe." This is the middle of Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. "Oishe fligoy min a kaisel shloishe." If the lechi is three tvachim away from the kaisel, loy osa v'loy klum. Afilu la Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Afilu according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that says you say lovot. The Omar Amrin lovot. Hani mili lemaylo. Lemaylo, we don't even need diyim, you say lovot. Avo lemato, kiven dava mechitze shagdiyim boikim bo, loy koma. Since this is a mechitze shagdiyim boikim bo, loy koma. Now, if we'll be medayik the loshen agmorem, the Lashon HaGemara here, Rabbi Kivei Gatainis, is very misleading. Here the Gemara said that we have a lechi, and the lechi is three tvachim away from the kaisel. So the Gemara says, it is no good, kiven dahavi mechitze shagdiyim boikimbo. So the Gemara seems, that's how the Tavu Asher Lohim Shad, that the chesaron is in the mechitze, the lechi is a mechitze, but a mechitze shagdiyim boikim bo loy koma. If you have a bekiyas gdiyim on one side of the mechitze, so that shtels already the teiras mechitze. So with this gemara, the Tvua Sheir wanted to say that hu adin, if you'll have a tzuras ha-pesach, and it is three tvachim away from the kaisel of the movi, so there's a psul in the mechitze. This is a mechitze shagdiyim boikim bo, doesn't have a teiras mechitze. Is the Gemara is machadish that bekiyas gdiyim is mafkiya the shame mechitze. The lechi is a mechitze, but since there's bekiyas gdiyim between the lechi and the kaisel amovui, so that's mevatel the teres mechitze. Zukta tvoishay who adinafal have a tzuras apesach three tvachim away from the kaisel amovui, it also won't be good. That's the yesod of this Gemara. Abikivega Taina is an Agemara is a little bit more explicit. Agemara says, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Gemara says as follows. Havalaike mechitze shahagdiyim boikim bo, lo yamrin in lovot. The Gemara doesn't say that there's a chason in the mechitze. The Gemara says that gdiyim boikim bo makes we can't say lovot. That's all what the Gemara says. So you have to know why you need lovot. So Rabbi Kivei Gatayin is by a lechi, you need lovot, also din heker. You should see that the lechi is matter this mavui, so therefore you need a din lovot. By a tzuras ha-pesach, you don't need a heker over there. There you have a mechitza gemura. So if there's no lovot, you'll say, oh, I'm at meruba ala porot. That's Rabbi Kivei's diyek from our Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Toshima, defonais halolu. Sherubon psochim v'chaloitz. You have a doifen that is makif, you have defonis which are makif arishus. And roiv of the doifen is psochim v'chaloitz. Mutter. It's good. You can use these defonis to make it a rishus ayochet. Ubilvat, sheyei oimed meruba ala porot. But you need that she be oimed meruba ala porot. Frek the gemore, the loshen of this beraisa is double talk. First of all, we say that Rubon roiv is psochem v'chaloines. So if roiv is psochem v'chaloines, you have porets meruba ala oimet. And the lady say, it's good if it is oimet meruba ala porets. Sherubon salke daitach vek de gemore. Elo sheribo bohem psochem v'chaloines. Not that Rubon. There's roiv oimet and miyat porets. But there are many psochem v'chaloines. Mutter. Ubilvad sheyehei oimed meruba ala porot. The Baraisa says it doesn't matter, you can have a multitude of pirtzes as long as you have oimed meruba ala porot. Ho ke porot also, but if you have oimed ke porot, it's also. Is tiyufte derav popet yufte. So here we have an often a Baraisa. The Baraisa says it is only good if you have oimed meruba ala porot. But oimed ke porot is no good. Zok de gemore ve hilches kevosay der rapop. Allah we pass can like rapop. That parrot's kaimed is good. Fragt de gemore ti yufte ve hilches. That's stiridik. First you say it's a tiyufte and then it's ve hilches. Zok de gemore ein mishum de daike mas nisen kevosay. Because the Mishnah is mashma like rapop. This nan. The Mishnah says there should not be pirzois yiseiros alabinyin, hakibinyin mutter. But if there's pirzois the same size as the binyin, pirzois yiseiros is not good. Pirzois kibinyin is mutter. So the pashtis loshna Mishnah vaistois porots ka'oimed is mutter. That is true, the baraisa vaistois in yiroimed merubala porots. So we pass kenait rapope because of the pashtis loshna Mishnah. Let us see Taisvis. If a Taisvis and Omed Aleph. Eima Seifa, Kolshu Shloisha, Umigimel Va'adalet. So the Gemara had a problem in the Baraisis of Sholish Midais. The Reisha does not stim with the Seifa. The Reisha Vaistois, Yehold Lovod, is till Gimel Tvachim, and the Seifa Vaistois, Yehold Lovod, is till Dalet Tvachim. Zuktoisves Seifa Gufa Hoyo Yocha Lahakshis. The Seifa alone, forget about the Reisha, the Seifa alone is problematic. The Loi Osye Ki Rabona, the Seifa does not go according to the Rabona, Ki the Ka'om HaRashas, like the Shas makes the Cheshbin, Mi the Loi Matir Oymed Shloisha Kenegdoi. Since he's not Matir an Oymed of Shloisha Kenegdoi Oymed, so you see he holds, that Shloisha Tvachim does not have a Shir Shivis. So that is not like the Rabbonon. Rab Shimon Gamliel Nami Lo Yossi. The Sefer does not stim like Rab Shimon Gamliel. Midikomar Vitzorish Lo Yehei Bein Zelo Zeke Meluoi. If you have an Oymed of 3.5 Tvachim, so you can't have a Poretz of 3.75 Tvachim. Well, Rab Shimon Gamliel Afalu Yosim Meluoi Ein Bekachlum Kivin Deleke Dalet Kelovodomi. So Taisma says the Gemara did not have to ask this kasha from the kasha from the Dreisha Vaistois Azoi and the Sefer Vaistois Azoi. Take the Sefer and you'll see it doesn't stim according to anyone. Alakach derech hashash hamaskel kushe mireishik sheyochel. If you have problems and you can start asking from the Dreisha, the Gemara asks from the Dreisha v'chiyagav nikeper kirigav v'cham en shuchim v'bishamas. V'hilchese kerav popet. The Taisves ain litmoya the hoche kaimelom poritz kaimed muta. La locha we paskin in hilchis mechitzis. We have poritz kaimed, that is sufficient. The peirik beis the chulin. So what is the lomdus of poritz kaimed? That the altifreitz rube. There shouldn't be roif poritz. If roif poritz macht kalye, but poritz kaimed is good. The peirik beis the chulin masik lakula alme. Machze al machze eine keroi. The Gemara has a shaila in Hilchus Shchita. How much do you have to shecht? The Gemara, also the same shaila. Al teshaya rube. So therefore, but if you shecht at half of the simonim, that's sufficient. Or you tishchait rube. The Gemara is the same suffix. You say machze al machze keroi. That means if you shecht machze of the simonim, that is sufficient. Or the or a macht of the simonim is not sufficient. You have to shecht roiv of the simonim. So lechayre it's mamish the same shaila the way we have in hilchas mechitzes. If you need poritz kaimed or you need oimed meruba la poritz, and there the gemara paskins umaisi alo ahi de tano. The gemara brings a raya from the tano. The raya is as follows. The halacha is that if you had a tano. That was Nishbar. The Tana was Nishbar, so if Roiv of the Tana is left over, so it's still Tomei. If Miyat of the Tana is left over, so the Miyat becomes Toira Yidei Shvira. What if it was Nishbar or Machtze al Machtze? So it says that it is, that Misafik, it is Tomei. Why? Efshe Letzamtzim, and could be, it is the Roiv. Could be in each, it's a Yevshel Tzamtzim, so could be each piece really is Roiv of the Tano, so Mamela, therefore Misafik it is Tom. So the Gemara is medayik, aber weiss doch ois, it would be efshel etzamtzim, it would be toyer. So you see, machza al machza is not keroy. So the Gemara is poishit, the shaila of shchite from Tano. That's the sugi over there. Vahoche, here we don't bring the raya from Tana. And aloha we paskin fakert. Here we paskin poritz koimed is mutter. And there we paskin machz is not keroy. Veshemo yesh lechalek be mechitzes leisel vetume. It's different sugim. Is memela in hilchis mechitzes. Poritz koimed is sufficient. In isel veheter, in tume vetara, there is a din, machz is eine keroy. It's different. It says different. Sugi halachas have different categories and different guidelines. That's what Taisus wants to say. The Taisus Harosh and the Gram Horovitz want to say a different teretz. That the etzem, it's the same psak. That the oimed is more choshev than the poets. So memeila baishchite, you shechted a half. But the half that wasn't geshochten, so that's called the oimed. So the oimed is more choshuv than the chelek hashochut. So memeila, so that's why it's a posel shchite. Over here, you have poritz ke oimed, so the oimed is more choshuv than the poritz, so it's a good mechitze. So the Rabbeinu Meir wanted to say that be'emesin, it's the same, it's the fakert, it's both the same lamdas. The lamdas, the la'olam ha'oimed choshuv tvei. So if the oimed is matir, is choshuv keroy, that's by us. If the oimed asels, so then it's also. So when the oimed is a more shivas than the chelek apolitz. That's Rabbeinu Meir's teretz. The Rashba brings down another teretz from the Ravid. We had mentioned the Ravid, the Mechudish Tike Ravid, but the Ravid says that min adin we hold Poritz meruba ala oimed mina teure is mutter. Because the Ravid brought this Ravid from Pasi Berois. So Poritz meruba ala oimed mina teure is mutter. This whole din Poritz ka oimed, or oimed meruba ala poritz is only dinei derabonon. Aber mina teure full of Poritz meruba ala oimed is good. That's it, it's a Ravid. So my mail said, the Ravid says, so over here it's only a sofik derabonon. The whole shah is only a shailin of the rabbonah. So here we make a sofik the rabbonah lekula. Mashenken over there by shchit, it's a sofik the deraisa, so there we are machmeh. That is the Ravitz mahalach tefem for Teis Viskash. Zok the Mishneh weiter. Makifin, we have a nice picture in page 35, picture 228. Makifin shloisha chavolim. If one, this is speaking about a shayore, or we'll see if it applies only by a shayore. Makifin shloisha chavolim, zeh lamaylo mizeh, vizeh lamaylo mizeh. So you have three chavolim. Ubilvat shelo yehei bein chevel lechaveiroi shloisha tfochim. There should not be three tfochim between one chevel and the other, and shir chavolim. The oivyon yeser al tefach. And the shear of the three chavolim put together should be, oivyon is better without the vav, shear chavolim, oivyon yeser al tefach. So the thickness of the three chavolim have to be a little bit, a tefach and three mashuhim, kedei shiakoyl asorat tvochim, that if you'll add together the avir, the three avirim, and the three chavolim will come up to a sorat vach. Let us see Rashi. Makifin gimel chavolim ashayore shechonza bebike koi. It's speaking about ashayore shechonza bebike, and it's right before Shabbos, and they want to be able to carry on Shabbos. So in order to make a reshus hayochid quickly, they do this. Ze lemaila mize al gabi yiseides sovit. They wind around these chavolim around the Yesedis. We have in the picture, we have the Yesedis. They wind the chavolim around the Yesedis. Minatachten lekarke poches migimul. From the bottom chavol till the karke, so the avir is less than gimul. Vahavale kulei oimit. So this avir is a din of oimit. The chalova domi. Umimenu le'emtsoi, from the top of the Hevel atachtoi, till the Hevel emtsoi is also Pachas Megimel. Hareishisha oimei Pachas Beis Mashian. So the Avir alone, we have 6 minus 2 Mashian. Vishneu Avirim, the 2 Avirim. Umemtsoi le'elyoin is also Pachas Mishloisha. Harei Vishloisha Avirim. Tisha oimed, we have here the Avir, which has a loch of Oymed al Sadin of Lovud, Pochas Shloisha Mashuin, Shir Oyve Hachavolem, Yaiser al Tefach. Shloisha Mashuin, so the Chavolem have to be 1 Tefach plus 3 Mashuin, Kedei Shiakil Asorat Voch. That all together will have Asorat Voch. Right. That's one way of making Rishus HaYochid with Chavolim. Makifin Bekanim. There's another Eitzah. You could be Makif the Shayore Bekanim, and that is picture 229. You can make Kanim. Ubelvat, Shloyehei Ben Kona Lachaveiroi Shloy Shatvach. Bishayoru Dibu. Divrei Rav Yehuda. The whole aloche was only said for a shayore. But they says for a yochid, we'll see a shayore is a minimum of 3 people. Bechachomim oimrim, leidibru bishayore, elo bohoive. The aloche will also apply by 1 person, lavdavka by 3 people. Now that's the way of our machloikis, Rav Yehuda and the Chachomim. Now, we have here a third sheet. Kol mechitze she'eino shel shesi v'shel orei, eino mechitze divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda hold that the mechitze has to have sai shesi and sai orei, and that is picture 230. Now, l'chayre heist is that the chavolim are no good and kanim are no good. You have to put them two together. You'll make chavolim and kanim, and now there'll be lovud between each box, so you have a mechitza of shesi v'orev. Then it is good. V'chachomim oimrim echad mishnei dvorim. So we'll have to see later in the sugya what the chachomim are moisiv and the tanekam. That shesi u'orev is also good. Zogt Rashi, u'makifin bekanim, nu'utzim. Ba'oimdim, zuhi mechitze shel shesi. This is a mechitze of shesi. Avol shel chavolim, avol mechitze shel orit. Bishayoret dibul, hi kilu etzlo. They were only mekel, this is Rabbi Yehudish Dikteire, they were only mekel, baya shayoret, she'enam tzrichem elo oi shesi, oi orit. Shesi kigoin kanim, orit kigoin chavolim, avol yochid, loi kilu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shebo, Shesi, Ve'ori. Kol Mechitze She'eino, Rabbi Yosi Poligolei Davua Demas Nisim. Because his father said, Rabbi Yehuda said, B'Shayora Omru, but B'Shayora Rabbi Yehuda is maskim, and the Mechitze of Shesi is good. And Rabbi Yosi says, no, Afilo Fashayora, it's no good. Kom Ad Afilo Shayora Bini Shesi Ve'ori. Echod Mishnei Dvorim, Oy Shesi, Oy Ori. Zogt gemore, Oma Rav Hamnune, Oma Rav. Harei omru oimed meruba la porutz b'shesi have oimed. The halacha is by a mechitze shel shesi, if you have oimed meruba la porutz, it is good. Zogt Rashi, Afal gav de ike pirtzes, even though there are pirtzes, kedesnan le'el, v'lo yei pirtzes yeseirois al habinyin, but ostam kli behemesh shel shesi hu she'oimed al gabi karka. So this was, we had before in picture 222, we had a case that there he was making a mechitze out of the kli behemesh, and there was a space in between. So we said that there shouldn't be a pirtze yeser al abinyan. But if it's pirtze porutz koimid, it is good. So we see, this is a mechitza of shesi. These mechitzes are, they start from the ground and they go up. So a mechitza of shesi, we see, oimid meruba ala porutz, is good. That we see from the Mishnah. Boy Rabam Nune Ba'orev Mai. But what will be the din Ba'orev? By Orev, is there also a loche of Oymed Meruba ala Porz? So what is the Shaila, what is the difference between Orev and Shasi? So the Achroinim want to say that the difference is as follows. By Shasi, you have, let's look at the picture 225. You have an Oymed, and let's say you have Porz Koymed, or so we say it is good. So we say, what do we do with the pirtzes? So we say the pirtzes are considered like psochem. So memela, if the shir oimid is equivalent to the shir pirtze laloche, or more than the shir pirtze, so we say we have here mechitzes with a ribuy of psochem. The psochem don't stir the mechitzes. So the Chayinim say that is only by a mechitza shel shesi, because you have psochim like this. The open areas are equivalent to psochim. But a mechitza shel orev, there's no such psochim. If you're going to have oimed meruba laporetz, the case we'll see later. But oimed meruba laporetz, we're going horizontally already. We're going, when we say that there's more oimed, and there's some poretz here also. Horizontally, so who makes a Pesach horizontally? So here we have no way how to be miyashev the pirtze. It's by a mechitze shel shasi with miyashev the pirtze. This is the mechitze, and this is the Pesach. Masha'en kain by mechitze shel orev. What do you do with the pirtze? How do you account for the pirtze? You have nothing to do with it. So maybe here you don't say oimed meruba laporetz. What is the svara you do say? So it's not a Pesach, it's a Chaloin. You have Chaloinus. So we had a doif in the Pesach and the Chaloinus. So this will be a Chaloin. The Svasemis clears, by Pesachim we have a shear that 10 Amis, a Pesach is still 10 Amis. Afilu you have Oymed Meruba Laporetz, and the Poretz is more than 10 Amis, then it doesn't have a Teres Pesach, because a Pesach has a Shir. So he just clears, if in Chaloinus there'll also be such a Shir, of more than Yud Amis is not a Chaloinus. Maybe that's only a Din in a Pesach. But Al Kaponim, this was the Shaila of Rav Hamnune, that by Orev, is there also a Din of Oymed Meruba Ala Poretz? Can we be Miyashiv the Poretz, make it for a Chaloin, and we'll say it's a Kosher and Mechitz, or the Rav Shenei? If it's not a Pesach, forget about it. So it's a Pirtze. If it's a Pirtze, it's Soys or the Mechitz. Ba'orev Mai, Zut Rashi, Mechavolim de Masnis in Lekel and Melef Echshere. Ay, let's bring a Raya from the Mishnah. We see that you have there a lot of empty spaces. The hosam kulay aimetu, the chalava dummy, the chavalim and the mishnah, everything is aimet. So maybe we don't have any pirtza whatsoever. Well, we'll have a case where we do have a pirtza, so that's a shaila, will it be good or won't be good? Amar Rabbi. So Abaye said, Toshma. Let's learn the mishnah. The mishnah says, shiur chavalim, yeser al tefach. The chavolim have to be, all three chavolim together have to be a little bit more than a tefach. Shiyakel asor etvach. That all together you have now a mechitza of ten tefach. The im ise, if you'll tell me that by a mechitza of orev, there's also a loch of oimed meruba laporetz, Lomoli yeser al tefach. Why do you need the chavolim should be so thick that it should be more than a tefach? We could make it with our chavolim mashu. Le'evet, let him make like this. Poches mishloisha. Let him first make an area poches mishloisha. V'chevel mashu. Poches mishloisha. V'chevel mashu. So how much do we have so far? So we have here 6 tfochim. Then let's make poches meyarbo v'chevel mashu. So memela, so you could get away with 3 thin chavolim, And it'll be 6 Tvachim Oymed, 4 Tvachim Poretz, and it's Oymed Merubah Ala Poretz, and Shalom HaYisrael, why do you need 3 thick Chavolim that should add up to a Tefach and 3 Mashus? You could do it with 3 thin Chavolim. Frag the Gemara v'tisbara, wait, you're asking a Kasha, let's figure out if this Kasha is a plausible Kasha. Hi, poches me'abo, hey chimukim lo. Where are you going to make this area that's poches me'abo? Imukim leitatoi. If you're gonna put it on the bottom, signify 4 tvachim on the bottom and 6 tvachim on the top. Have like a mechitze shagdi and boikimbo. So it's a mechitze shagdi and boikimbo. So the Gemara held for double poshet. That I feel you say, oimid merubala poritz, but if the ikar mechitze from the karke is gdiyim is boikimbo, so that ziche soiser the teiris mechitze. So memele, so you can't say oimid merubala poritz if the dalet fochim is on the bottom, because you have another chesom. Imukim lei iloi, if you're going to make the 4 tvachim. On top, let's see, that's the picture 232, you make the 4 tvachim on top. Yeah, osi avire da hai gise da hai gise o mevatalei. So memele, so we're going to have the avir ha'oilom, the avir over the top chevel, that's avir ha'oilom. We have the avir of 4 tvachim. And also avir ma'aygisa mevatalei lechevel. So you're going to lose your chevel. So you don't have a chevel. So memele, you also can't say that. You don't have oimed meruba ala poritz. You lost your third chevel. So you just have a mechitz of 6 tvachim. Take the hechnish. The Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz brings down a ritzva. Namus the ritzva we had already Taisus and Daf Yudam at Beis that the ritzva says a yesod. That what you are mitzaref the avir the alme in order to be mevatel the mechitze. He says that is only if b'mokaim the avir ha'olam. We have to consider that there's a mechitza also. That means as follows. If let's look at picture 232. If this would be a kosher mechitza, so if it's a kosher mechitza, so you have here a mechitza of yud tvachim, we want to make a reshus hayochid. Now by reshus hayochid, the halacha is that it's oila ad l'rikia. You say good asik mechitza. So this whole area above the mechitza also is a chelik of the mechitza. It's an extension of the mechitza. So this isn't considered as avir da'alme. This is an avir which will become eventually a part of the mechitza. So since this is an avir which will eventually become part of the mechitza, so maybe we have to reckon with this avir. Now the vial, so now the vial it is avir. So we say, osa avira, mahaigisem avatalai. So memele, you won't, so in such a case, if you will have the arbo, if you'll have the arbo, on top, so it also won't be good. Imukim lei bemitzi, now what, you'll put arbo in the middle. Let us see picture 233. We'll put the arbo in the middle. So in the middle we have 3 on top, 3 on the bottom, and 4 in the middle. Zuk the Gemara, if you'll put in the middle, Havale oimed meruba la poritz mishtei ruchais. So it's oimed meruba la poritz mishtei ruchais. So that means, so lechayref will stop over here, so that means as follows. So really, you don't have over here an oimed meruba la poritz. If you'll add the 2 ruches together, if you'll add the 2 basin together, you'll have 6 and 4. But each one bazunder, it's vakert, the poritz meruba on each oimed. The oimed is, you have 2, 2, and 2, 2, and 4. So Lamai said that the poritz is meruba on the oimed of each side. But if you add the 2 oimedim together, so you'll have, if you'll add the 2 oimedim together, not two, I'm sorry. You have over here, you have, we had three and four. That was what we had. We had three, three, and four. So, Mamela, so if you add the two oimdim together, so you have six and four. If you'll add, but looking at each one bazunder, so it's the poritz is four, and then each side is three. So the poritz is larger than the oimid on each side, because the poritz is, the poritz in the middle is four, and each side is three. No, it's oimid meruba la poritz mishteit stodim. If you'll add both stodim together, so three plus three equals six, so that's more than the poritz of four. So, it would be preferable, it wouldn't be geiris the next shmami, not the gemara, because it's only a losh and kushe. So the gemara, poshet, the gemara means to say as follows, that the only case left, if you'll have a oimid merube mishneit stodim. So the pashtus of the gemara means, oimid merube mishneit stodim is not called oimid. You need oimid merube from a tzad alone, not mishneit stodim. That is pshat in the gemara. Let us see Rashi. So Mamela, so what's on the Tisbere? So Pshat in the Tisbere is that Abaye wanted to prove from the Mishnah, since the Mishnah stated that you need a Hevel that is a Tefach and three Mashun, and Abaye wanted to make it, you could make it with three Chavol and Mashun. So the Gemara says no, because however you'll juggle around the four, wherever you put it, you're going to contact problems. Either it's a mechitza shagdiyim boikim boy, either you say, osa avira mahai gisa mevatalei, or you have an oimid merube alapots mishneit stodim, which we also don't say. That is the pashtus loshen haGemara. Zot Rashi. Le'evid avira echot poches mishloish vechevel mashu. וכן שני, דהבלו שישה עימד, ואוויר השלישי פוחס מייבו, וחבל משהו, ותזכה שאו פרצס הדלת, בעימד על שישה. So, בעימד של שישה, the פרצס הדלת will be נזכה through the עימד of שישה. So the Gemara says, where are you going to put this dalt? If you're going to put it on the bottom, שקדים בויקים בויקים. ואפילו למיילו ממנו עימד יוד תפוחים שלימים. אפילו, where you have יוד תפוחים שלימים, הקיים לון מחיצה תלויה אינה מטרס. המחיצה תלויה is not matter if you have גדים בויקים on the bottom. אילוי, if you're going to put the four, באוור השלישי שהוא עליון, עושה יעביר דמין החבל ולרוקיע, באוור that's over the חבל. ודהי גיסה שממנו לאמצע, באוור that's from the top חבל to the middle חבל. דהוור נמי יעביר, that also is a שם אבק, כי דהוור יעשה משלושה. ומבטל אל החבל, so you מבטל the top חבל, ואין כאן אלו ווב תחתונים. So you only have ווב תחתונים, you only have a מחיץ of six תפוחים. If you put the dalet tvachim in the middle, ain't kan oimid meruba laporot. You don't have bchalal oimid meruba laporot because it's four, three, and three. Elim came to tzarev shtei ruches levatloi. Yeah. So others learn pshat. So what? And really, before we had a boy in the Gemara. Do you say oimed meruba la poritz mishneit stodim? The Gemara tzad could be, you do say oimed meruba la poritz mishneit stodim. So others bring a raya from our Gemara. The Rashba brings a raya from our Gemara. That the Gemara said stam. The Gemara said that's the pashas of Gemara. It's oimed meruba mishneit stodim. So even though the Gemara before had a shayla, our Gemara nemton fa'adava poshet, that you do not say oimed meruba la poritz mishneit stodim. That is shitas harashbe from the pashtus loshna gemara. Let us see Taisvitz. Imuki lo bei mitze, havalei oimed meruba la poritz mi beiz ruchais, la havalei oimed mishim da osi avire da agise o mevatalei li eloi. So Taisvis says a very interesting thing. So first of all, the Maram explains Pshat and Taisvis. Taisvis, at kaharta kash. Why does Gemara say it's oimid meruba poritz mishneit stodim? So what? It could be that's also good. This is as a shver. So therefore, Taisus wanted to avoid the Shaila. Taisus wanted to say, here it's no good according to everyone. Because you say, Osi Avira da Haigise da Gise Mevatale. What is Pshat Osi da Avira Mahaigise? So looking at diagram 233, so we have over here, Azoi, the top base, that is a Mechitze of Gimel Tvochem. Underneath the top base, we have Avir of four Tvochem. So we have Avir on the bottom of this Mechitze. Over the Mechitze of Gimel Tvochem, we also have Avir Dalme. So Memele, this whole mechitza, the whole top mechitza of Gimel Tvachim will say, Osi Avira Mahaigise Mahaigise Mevatalei. You have Avir Da'alma on top, you have Avir of Dalet Tvachim underneath it, so it's surrounded by pinces which are bigger than the Oymit. So you say, Osi Avira Mahaigise Mahaigise Mevatalei. So that is Pshat in the Gemara. Vekoshe Lahasar Mikutzi. Now the Sar Mikutzi asked a kasha. The kasha was as follows. The Akati Navid, there's a case that we can get away without having Chavolim, which are Atefach and Tvi Mashu. What is the case? The Akati Navid, let's do like this. Pochais Migimel Vechevel Mashu. Let us make like this. The bottom will be Pochas migimel vechevel mashu. So we have so far three. Upochas migimel vachatzi. Then three and a half tvachim and a mashu. Vechevel, upochas migimel vachatzi, vechevel mashu. So how much do we have so far? So far we have, six and a half. Upochas migimel. Now we'll have Nachmol Pochas Megimel Vechevel Chatzi Tefach, and then you'll have a Chevel Chatzi Tefach Umashu. We're going to have a Chevel Chatzi Tefach Umashu. The picture Dach Sechmer is in 236. 236. That's the case. So we have Hey is Chevel Chatzi Tefach Umashu. And then the bases are a chevel mashu, and then the bottom one is poches megimel vachatzi. No, the middle one is poches megimel vachatzi, and the dalet is poches megimel. The hay is chevel chatzi tefach umashu. So what do we have? Let us study this picture for 1 minute. So we have from aleph to base, we have here three tvachim. From the bottom base to the top base, we have three and a half tvachim. We have three and a half tvachim, because the Aver is Pochas Mashu, with the top chevel, so we have six and a half tvachim. Now, we have here another from base to hay, we have another Mashu of three tvachim, we have here three tvachim, little less than three tvachim, and a tefach, and a half a tefach. Now, let us consider from hay to base, from the top hay to the base, how much do we have altogether? Now, this chevel base is oimit. We can use this to be mitzurif to the top chelik. So we have here a mashu. We have here three tvachim minus a mashu. So now we have three tvachim already. And we have, and the hay is a half a tefach. So we have here three and one half tvachim. The pirze from base to base, from the bottom base to the top base, the pirze, not including the chevel, because the chevel is not pirze, the pirze is three and a half tvachim minus a mashu. So memele, so let us look over here. We have three and a half tvachim minus a mashu. Then we have three and a half tvachim. So it's gewaldig. We have here oimid meruba al aporet. You cannot say, Ose avire mahai gise mahai gise mevatalei. There's no bikiyas gdiyim. There's nothing over here. So this is mamish gebaldik. We have over here a case that we have here oimid meruba al aporetz. It's from one side you have oimid meruba al aporetz, because this is three and a half, and the poretz is three and a half minus a mashu. So you have oimid meruba al aporetz. And, so we have the case. So we're back to a bayis kashet. Abaye asked the kash, according to Rav Amnuna, if a mechitza shel orei, you say, Oimed meruba la poritz, why do you need a thick chevel of a tefach and a mashu? You can get away with a thinner chevel. So in the real thin chevel, we can't get away. We can get away with a chevel of a chatzi tefach. Why do you need a chevel of a tefach? That is the sar mikutzi's kasha. V'kosha la sar mikutzi, dakati navid poches migimel, v'chevel mashu, o poches migimel v'chatzi, v'chevel mashu, o poches migimel v'chevel chatzi tefach u'mashu. V'lomali oivyoi yeser al tefach. Since you have to, they're not the same size, the pilzes are not the same size, a person might come, but they weren't matter such a case because it's all to make a toys. So memela, it has to be very accurate in order for it to be kosher. So therefore, they were not matter such a case. Therefore, they said that you have to have a chevel of a tefach plus three mashu. The chabolim, the ivy of the chabolim have to be three tefachim and a mashu. The Taismus or Rosh brings down another teretz. He brings down a teretz as follows. The whole kasha of Abaye was, why does the chevel have to have a shear? You could get away with a chevel and mashu. That was the kasha. If you have to give it a shear already, so Mamela, the Mishnah gave it a more practical shear. That means you also have to have a shear. You have to have a shear of a chatzi tefach. So then it's no kasha on the Mishnah. The whole kasha on the Mishnah is why bechlau do you need a shear? If you need a shear already, so the Mishnah gave a more practical shear. So where are we up to now? So the Gemara said that Abaye had a taina and Rav Hamnune, from the Mishnah, why do you need chavolim which are oivy and tefach and three mashu? It will be sufficient with three chavolim koldu. So the Gemara says, shlugged up Abaye. No, you cannot make a mechitza with three chavolim koldu. Because, however you'll juggle around, you won't have a kosher and mechitza. So what was Rav Hamnuna Shaila? Ela Rav Hamnuna hoche kami boile. Rav Hamnuna Shaila is, when you can be pushed from the Mishnah, keep going. The icy machatzeles, the havi zayin umashu. A person takes a mat, that is a zayin umashu. And now you cut out in this mat three tefachim. V'shavak bo dalid umashu, and you leave over dalid umashu. So let us look at the picture. We have a very nice picture. The picture is 234. We have here a mat that was seven tefachim in a mashu. So mainly you cut out an area of gimel. So we have dalid on top. Gimel, you have a pirza of gimel, then you have here another mashu over here, and then you have the poches me gimel on the bottom. So you have over here you have an oimed meruba la poritz. You have oimed meruba la poritz, 4, 3, and 3, and then fartik. So mamela, here you have, about this is oimed meruba la poritz b'shasi. So that is the shaila. Do you say Aymed Bulba Poros Beshesi? Yes or no? So that was Rav Hamnuna shaila. That's what Rabashi says. No, that's what the Gemara says. Rav Hamnuna Ochi Kamei Boiloi with Amachtzelis. Rabashi Yoma Mechitza Tluye Iboiloi. No, he cleared the shaila by Mechitza Tluye Kideboi Minei Rabbi Tavla Meirav. Mechitza Tluye Mao Shetata Bechulbe. Zogt Rashi, Ba'ukmi lahach gise, by the machzeles, the mashu, poches migimel, samach lekalke. The mashu is pachas gimel samach lekalke. The hashta havalei oimed merube ala poretz meruach achatz. You have on one side you have oimed merube, because there you have four. Vavira daigisa daigisa nami lekala meima hoyo va oimed merube ala aval de tusimine. Since you have oimed merube and the aval that's underneath it, so the aval underneath it cannot be mevatel the oimed merube that's above it. Mechitza tluye mi boilei, machzeles asoro, shehigvio minakarke, shloisha oyoiso mi boilei lerabamnun. Ikler da shaila of a mechitza tluye. I mevatel hooimed leporetche tachto, hoyel upoches mimenu eloi. Es is the gemore, ikler da shaila of mechitza tluye. So what was the shaila? What was the shaila over here? So Rashi explains that the shaila was that it's oimed meruba la poretz. That means if you'll have a mechitza tluya, that let's say that's 11 tvachim higher from the ground, and you have a mechitza yud, so that's no shaila whatsoever. Mechitza yud, that's a mechitza tluya, was helfnish. Now here we're speaking about, you have here a mechitza tluya, you have 10 tvachim. And there's three tvachim from the ground. And there's three tvachim from the ground, so here we have also the svara of oimed meruba laporitz. Milvatel ha oimed laporitz shemitachta hoye lapoches mimeno eloi. So lechayre the shaila is, Bachsmeir, one of the Rishonim ask, I mean, we had before the Gemara just said, that before on a bias kasha, we said if you'll put the dalit on the bottom, there's no shaila, because you have the key is gdim. So memele, so what is the shaila over here? We have here the key is gdim. So before it's a double portion, it doesn't help, so what is here the shaila? It could be Rashi held that there's a big difference between before and here. Before, we wanted to make a mechitza yud. The halach of oimed meruba ala porotz is not only that the porotz is not mekalkel the oimed, no, the porotz is mashlem the shir oimed. Like the Gemara before, we needed a mechitza yud, so we wanted to make a mechitza yud with six oimed and four porotz. And they add up to 10. Oimed meruba ala porotz will be mashlem a mechitza yud. So that the Gemara said, if it is the bottom four tfochim, that should make a mechitza yud. If these four tfochim are not accomplishing anything connected to gdiyim, it's gdiyim boikim boik, that the Gemara held for double poshet, that these four tfochim zicha can become mitzuref to be mashlam the mechitza. That the din of oimed merube, that we should use these four tfochim to be mashlum the mechitza when it's gediyim boikim boy does dichanim. So Rashi wants to say, but Rav Amnon declared a different shaila. I don't need the four tvachim underneath to be mashlum the mechitza. I have a mechitza of your tvachim already. And I have a problem. It's fluya. So could be that it shouldn't be mekalkel the mechitza. Avdos can help an oimed meruba laporet. So could be this is not the same like the Gemara before. So the Gemara, so that he was answered that the mechitza tluya doesn't help. Ela b'mayim lahater lamalois kegoing zusterishi lamayla min amayim beperketzim mishtatfim. So there's a hechetim. So we are matar mechitza tluya. But like this, we are boshe when I'm matar mechitza tluya. Zok the Gemara weiter makifim bekanim. So we had in the Mishnah a three-way machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda said b'shayora amru. The Chachamim said, "Loi dibru b'sher al abahive." And Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Afilu ashayora also won't help, only if it's shasi veira." Zok the Gemara, "B'shayora en b'yochid loy." That is divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Frak the Gemara, "Vasani Rabbi Yehuda kol mechitzay Shabbos o mechitzay Shabbos." It means the mechitzays reuois, the shvache mechitzes. Loi hitiru liyachid yaisa mi beis asoyim. will only be matter for, will not be matter for yochid more than beis osoyim. Let us see Rashi. Kol mechitzei Shabbos bahanoch mechitzei ruois. What is considered a mechitzei ruois? Shein de shesi. Oy de orev koma. Shitiru le rabbi ma yedei adchak. Leitirum le yochid. I hekiv behem yois mi beis osayim. For yochid will be makiv yois mi beis osayim. Avo pisha hukiv le dirim. Sharei lodu ben beleili Shabbos ikifo mi erev Shabbos. So they were never matir, a mechitza ruah, they weren't matir for a yochid more than a beis osayim, even though the makiv le dirim. Aba ha beis osayim mi yashori. So for a yochid, a beis osayim is mutter. So what is, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Baraisa, Rabbi Yehuda said, kol mechitzi Shabbos, mechitzi Shabbos, leitiru le yochid, yoysemi beis osayim. Aba a beis osayim is good. And in the Mishnah it says, Rabbi Yehuda says that these mechitzis ruas will not help for a yochid, period. Like, that he says, b'shayorah dibru, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Only by shayorah it helps. And here in the Barais it says, it helps for a yochid. But more than beis osayim, it doesn't help. So, chayra tzastir in Rabbi Yehuda. And for the Gemara, kediyom Rav Nachman, b'taym Rav Bivi Barabai. Loi nitzucho elo litin lem kol tzolcha. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, by a shayore it is good, by a yochid is no good. It's talking about yesa mikdei sosoyim. They need more than a kdei sosoyim. So memele, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, yesa mikdei bibei sosoyim, kol tzochen, they need more than a bei sosoyim. So by a shayore, they were matter. By a yochid, they weren't matter. And that's Rabbi Yehuda in the Baraisa. Rabbi Yehuda in the Baraisa says that they were not matter for a yochid more than bei sosoyim. Litin len kol tzochen, the hod, the koma Rabbi Yehuda, b'shayore dibru v'loy le yochid, litin le kol tzolche b'hanach mechitzis koma. He's speaking about if he could give him more than a bei sosoyim. Avo bei sosoyim, Vada Yavinalai, Hoya Ladira Ikifa, he was Makifit Ladira, and it's a base of Saims, he have Talta Latibus, so it's a Tichagut. Boho Shayora Adife, a Shayora is better, the Yavinalahu Koltsoch, and he gives the Shayora Koltsoch. So the Gemara says, Yehechon, Heicha Itma Drav Nachma Vitaimer Avivi Barabai, Ahodisna. We learn kol mechitzah sheinu shel shesi ba'orev eina mechitzah divrei Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda says in it shesi ve'irev. Yama Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda hochi v'sanye. We learn that v'raise echad yochid ve'echad shayorim lechavolim. Everyone can become mutter with chavolim with a mechitzah shel orev. Uma ben yochid l'shayore yochid noisin loy beis osayim. Listen, remember Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda. A yochid yigiv beis osayim. Shnayim noislam beis osayim. Gimel nasu shayorev noislam beis sheish. Beis sheish means, six osayim. Six osayim. Because it's three times beis osayim, so you end up with six. Did Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda, v'chacham imayim imechad, yochid v'echad shayor noislam lem kol tzolchon, ubelvad shelo yehei beis osayim ponuim. That means that whatever they need, we'll give them. But there should not be a beis osayim ponui. A beis osayim ponui, we can't be matter. Let us see the picture 238. That means we'll give them as much as they want, but there should not be a beis osayim ponui. So then that we will not give them. Because that's like hukif ladira, that they're not using. So that was Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah. They were only matir mechitzah shel shesi v'ori. And Rabbi Yehuda in the Baraisa says that they were matir beis osayim, so sishtim. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah speaking about litlam kol tzolchon, more than a beis osayim. So that you need shesi v'ori. And that's Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi b'Rabbi Yehuda in the Baraisa is speaking about without Shelsi v'Orev, a base of time we will give them. Dorash Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel Yochid Noisnin Loi Beis Osayim Beis noisem lehem beis osayim. Gimel nasa shayore v'noisem lehem beis sheis. Am me gefregt, av Rav Nachman, shofkes rabonon, v'ovdes k'Rab Yosi b'Rab Yehuda, why did you do such a thing? Hodeu kim Rav Nachman amoyr elei v'dorsh dvorim nidashen as follows. Dvorim shamarti lifneichem toisein b'yodi. That Allah I had mentioned before is wrong. V'ram kachamu. Yochid noisin loy beis osoyim. Shnayim noisin loy beis osoyim. Shloisha nasu shayorem. V'noisim lem kol tzorcha. Fregte gemore reishe Rab Yosi b'Rab Yehuda. V'sefer Rabbonon. They say, answer, and mishum dekoi avua b'shitze. In this combination, this is mamashitas Rab Yehuda. Zogt Rashi, shloi yebeis osayim ponish leyekifu yoyse mechdei tzolchon beis sosayim. They should not be yoyse mechdei tzolchon a beis sosayim. Litlum kol tzolchon, hoda kama Rab Yosi demas nisen, deine mechitze, eine mechitze, lechol tzolchon. Avu mechitze lebeis sosayim leechod, ole beis sheish leshayore. Reish Rab Yosi bebiudu dekama yochid beis sosayim di rabonon afilu leyochid kol tzolchoy yavinen. And mishum dekoy avu b'shitzei, gabi yochid kama Rabbi Yudanamid, enoysen le'elo b'yisosayim, mechitzish shesi oy orech.